Let's look more closely now at the changes and orders President Biden announced today in health care. As Amna Nawaz explains, the moves are designed to expand coverage and reverse some of President Trump's actions on abortion and family planning.
Judy, a key part of one executive order signed today will reopen enrollment for the Affordable Care Act, what many call Obamacare. Mr. Biden's other executive action will revoke the Mexico City policy, often known as the global gag rule. That rule barred U.S. funding for groups overseas that performed abortions or offered information about them. Covering all of this for The Washington Post is Paige Winfield Cunningham, and she joins me now. Paige, welcome to the NewsHour, and thanks for being here. We reported earlier on some of the details around those executive actions. Let's talk about the impact, though. On this first move, reopening enrollment for the ACA from February 15th to May 15th at healthcare.gov. People know that site does not reach every state, right? So how many people and who exactly is the Biden administration trying to reach with this?
Right. Well, as you say, they open healthcare.gov. There are more than a dozen states that also run their own marketplaces instead of using the federal website. And most of those states have also announced that they're going to be opening their enrollment for that time limited time period going up to May 15th. And that's coming. Those announcements have come from California, Minnesota, many of the large states that run their own marketplaces. So really, this decision is going to apply to the vast majority of people in the United States. And what's interesting about this is the pandemic is the reason that the president is citing for doing this. But I actually think the bigger impact is going to be around the timing of this. For years, tax experts have actually said you could maximize enrollment in health coverage if you aligned tax filing season with ACA enrollment. And that's because a lot of lower income people who might be eligible for subsidies but might have trouble affording premiums, if you align that when they're filing their taxes and getting tax refunds back, that could actually help incentivize them